Hello again, for like probably the millionth time, in my opinion, because I have a whole bunch of drafts right now. But today it is currently August 15th, 2019, 4:32 p.m. And today we are going to talk about how I became the person I am to this day. And when we are discussing this, there will be exes mentioned, there will be friends, family, and whoever's listening to this, I just don't want them to get hurt. That's all. Anyways, shall we get started? We are now opening Tobias's chapter. It was probably October 1st. 2016, when I joined this app called Amino. And Amino is just like a small app where you can join any community like Invader Zim, Black Butler, whatever you're into. So the community I joined was Black Butler, just because back then I was a huge weeb. But when I joined, I just messed around with it. Months went by. And I made friends a lot, and then a lot have gone. But I met this one person named Toby, but his actual name was Tobias. And we were the best of friends until one day he asked me out. And we had known each other for about, let's say, 4 months, and he asked me out. So, of course, I said yes. Because, well, I liked him. And he was my first crush, my first boyfriend, I guess you could say. But anyways, we had a lot of fun memories. Just everything was perfect until, let's say, September 12th, about 2017. He just stopped messaging me for days, and then he would come back saying that he was working or he was sick. But deep down, I knew they were just excuses. All my friends know this story as one day he just stopped replying. But really, that's not what it really was. We had gotten into a very big argument because I started catching feelings for someone else and he did not like it. And I was trying to be nice about it, but he just was not having it. He called me names. I will not go into detail. The ones I can say without breaking down right now are whore and dumb bitch. Yeah. But anyways, the kind, loving Tobias I knew, he was long gone. And we didn't talk for a few days since that happened. And he messaged me saying we should video chat. Our video call is how they have it on Amino. So we did. We just had a normal conversation. And then he started yelling at me about what had happened, about my feelings toward this other person. And once again, he started calling me names and such. And then he said he had a gun. And I asked him, why do you have a gun? And he's like, I'm going to kill myself because of you. You hurt my feelings. And I'm never going to be happy again if we break up. And honestly, I didn't know what to say. I was scared. I was crying. I was just like, please don't kill yourself because of me. And I guess my words went right out through the other ear of his. And the call. There was a loud gunshot noise and a thud. And I was crying. I was bawling. I was screaming his name. And just, he would not answer. I was still on call with him. Eventually, his parents came home from work, coming into his room after them calling and calling his name out, which I could hear from the phone. And when they got to his room, I could hear his mom gasp and scream her husband's name, his dad. And she picks up the phone. She's like, "Who's this?" And I'm like, "This is Mari," or whatever, his ex-girlfriend. And she's like, "Are you the one that did this?" I'm like, "No, ma'am. I would never want to do this to him. I've loved him so much. He's the one that killed himself because he couldn't handle his feelings." And she started to yell at me, of course, and everything. And then she said she would call the police if I ever messaged him again. So it stayed like that. It's now 2019, probably 2 years or so since he's died. And sometimes I go to his profile on Amino and I message him in hopes to message back. And it's an unhealthy coping mechanism I have. And this is barely the start to me being the problematic person I am today. To this day, I have thoughts of him. I get these happy memories, but then they're ruined by the bad ones. But again, that's okay, because things aren't always meant to last, as I like to say. And in the end, we'll be okay. I'll be okay. But honestly, I don't think I'm ever gonna be okay. But it's always worth a try to try and get better. Try and get at a good mental state. But it's been so hard for me just having to remember him. Now that this is the end of Tobias, we'll now say goodbye. Thank you for coming to my podcast. There will be more exes and friends to talk about. It is now 4:40, Thursday, August 15th. Maricelia, signing off. Thank you for coming.